Well, last year was a very positive year economically for dairy farmers. According to the latest farm survey, the average income was €151,000. But all is not well with organic dairy farmers. Organic farming, which prohibits the use of synthetic fertilisers, herbicides, insecticides and pesticides, with more space required for animals than conventional farming, has seen an influx of new farmers in the last few years. It's all part of a big push by the Irish government to get more farmers to switch, with a goal by 2030 of 10% of land farmed organically. It's currently around 2%. But as I said, organic dairy farmers are struggling. Hannah Quinn Mulligan reports.
Across the country this morning, 17,500 dairy farmers are getting started on the morning milking. However, just a handful of these farmers, barely 75, are producing milk organically. Even with higher organic payments specifically for dairy farmers, the government has struggled to attract conventional, non-organic farmers to convert to organic. This was clear in the recent intake of organic applications, where just 25 out of over 2,000 applications were from dairy farmers. Kevin O'Hanlon is a dairy farm manager in Pollard's Farm in Wexford. They've recently completed their 2-year conversion to become a certified organic dairy farm. He says it's all been plain sailing, except for one very obvious thing.
Milk price, I suppose, to put in a nutshell. It's a bit lower than what we thought it'd be for the price, when you compare it to the price conventional, but then with the price of inputs, meal and stuff, like meal is still very, very high in organics. We're paying, it's 8.20 or something a tonne, or 8.10 or 8.20 a tonne at the moment. That's well over double conventional price. So it's that end of it. And conventional, I think, is around 40 cents at the moment. And like, plus your fats and proteins, we're selling at a flat price. It's your litres out the gate. So I think conventional is around 40 cents at the moment. So with your fats and proteins, you're probably not far off matching, I'd imagine.
Now, Kevin says there are still positives to being organic. Their previous €40,000 a year chemical fertiliser bill is non-existent, and they have a much better market outlet for their organic bull calves. But price is still a key issue. Joe Kelleher oversees organic dairy in Chagosk and explains just how small the organic milk pool is.
It's absolutely tiny. There's my best guesstimate is somewhere between 20 and 25 million litres would be what's currently being sold organically or being processed organically in this country.
In comparison to about nearly 9 billion litres overall that's being produced.
Exactly. The vast majority of our milk, the organic milk, ends up on the shelves in the shops as liquid milk, which unfortunately is the lowest margin product that is available there. But there is a high level of dissatisfaction amongst organic dairy farmers at the moment with the prices that are being mentioned there for April and May milk this year. And I would say morale is at a low with some of them, across some of the processors in particular.
The organic market, I mean, are there any examples of where there's a real hunger for a specific organic product?
Well, I suppose there is certain products out and opportunities out there. The best example we have is to look at the conventional dairy sector in Ireland, which is one of the best success stories around the world in terms of how they have created a market for themselves. And what is behind the organic or the conventional dairy market in Ireland is it's butter, it's cheese, it's infant formula are the key products that are driving it. And you take the likes of Kerrygold, which is just an amazing success story from a branding point of view and a marketing point of view. And we've over €1 billion worth of Kerrygold sales every year across the world conventionally. But yet, if you were to try buy a pound of organic butter in this country, it's either going to come from Denmark or it's going to come from France. It's highly unlikely it's going to be Irish parts. It's some artisan producer that is direct selling it to a shop, but there is no processor or co-op processing organic butter. We're sending infant formula, we're sending butter all over the world, but yet when it comes to organic, we're importing them.
Is it a bit of a chicken and egg problem? Because our milk pool, the organic milk pool, probably isn't big enough to justify something like a dryer for creating organic milk formula. But at the same time, there's no hunger there from conventional farmers to switch to organic when the prices are so mediocre.
Exactly. That is the big challenge that faces us in the Irish organic dairy industry is that chicken and that egg that you speak of. Because with 75 to 100 farmers there, like one of the big drivers of being one of the co-ops, we wouldn't have enough milk to keep it going for an hour or two. You know, that's the scale we're at in terms of having enough milk. So really you need to get to a point of where you have 300, 400, 500 farmers, organic milk, that you have enough to justify probably even a small scale dryer at that stage. But it kind of, you'd ideally it works on the market back, but then the market will say we can't market organic milk because we don't have it. So that hence the chicken and the egg. And possibly the solution to it, which is not the ideal solution, is maybe we need to try convince conventional farmers to say supplying their conventional co-op, but convert to organic at the same time, because that takes away a lot of the fear of markets for them. Milk price is pretty good in conventional co-ops. They get their bonus on their solids. They get the organic premium. They get the benefit from the reduced fertilizer costs and so on. So that may be the one of the ways of achieving the end goal, albeit we would rather have the market driving the sector and farmers being attracted in because of this high milk price that should be there. But unfortunately, the market doesn't seem to be delivering it at the moment.
Joe Kelleher from Teagasc talking to Hannah Quinn Mulligan there.